Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today, we will start a new topic, very interesting, which is the ascension of Jesus Christ. By the way, Islam clearly teaches that Jesus was lifted up to be with God and is alive today. For example, Surah 4, we read, Allah raised him unto himself. Allah raised Jesus unto himself. In addition, there are many hadith. I studied the hadith, which is a record of what Muhammad said and did. The hadith support the ascension of Jesus emphatically. Generally, the Muslim world believes that God lifted up Jesus bodily into heaven and that he went up alive to heaven. This is very interesting. Why? Because the word of God we study in the gospel, we read clearly the ascension of Jesus Christ. For example, the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark, chapter 16, verse 19, we read, after the Lord Jesus had spoken to his disciples, he was taken up into heaven. Also, you can see Jesus' ascension account in the gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 49 to 53, and Acts, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, very clearly stated in the gospel. We see that both the Quran and the Bible teach that Jesus ascended not just into heaven, but indeed into the ultimate presence of God. The Quran and the Bible agree on the fact that Jesus Christ is alive in heaven to this day. Wow! Many Muslim scholars claim that God raised Jesus to himself in order to save him from the crucifixion by the Jews. My friend, it is difficult to accept the theory that God took Jesus up to himself just as an escape route to rescue him from the hands of the Jews. Share with your Muslim friend. First of all, God could have used a less dramatic way to deliver Jesus. We have an example in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 2, when Herod wanted to kill Jesus, an angel warned Joseph in a dream and told him to take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. I'm so glad because Egypt is my home country. I was born and raised in Egypt. Okay, furthermore, Jesus could have saved himself, of course, from the hands of the Jews. Because according to the Bible and the Quran agrees, Jesus had the ability to know the unseen. Okay, according to the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 16, verse 21, and according to the Quran, Surah 3, verse 49, Jesus had the ability to know the unseen. Also, Jesus had the ability to perform miracles, the greatest miracles. We read that, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23, and Surah 5, verse 110. My friend, the Bible explains the reason for Jesus' ascension. According to the Gospel, Jesus is the eternal Son of God, and heaven is his permanent home. Therefore, it was impossible for him, after he accomplished his mission on earth, to return to dust like all other prophets and men naturally do. Right? Makes sense. Rather, he returned to heaven from where he came. He returned to heaven from where he came. Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Wow. You can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 6, verse 38. Every wonderful thing Jesus Christ did on earth, my friend, like healing the sick, giving food to the hungry people, forgiving the sins of sinners, is a revelation of God's heart of love. That's why Jesus came. Jesus' words, which I just read to you, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me," reveals his full knowledge of the divine will of God. Wow. Jesus' words flow from his personal union with God the Father. Jesus Christ is united to God in one spirit from all eternity. He took an additional nature, a human nature, and came to earth as God's ambassador. While living on earth, Jesus was subject to God's authority. He dwelt among us. Jesus had two natures, one divine and one human, united in one man. Jesus' descent from heaven refers to the nature which he had prior to his birth from the Virgin Mary. Even the Quran interestingly stated clearly that Jesus is a spirit from God. The title Spirit from God, which the Quran gave to Jesus, supports that Jesus was not a creature made from dust, but was the eternal spirit who took on human flesh. The Quranic statement Spirit from God affirms the pre-existence of Jesus before his miraculous conception on earth. My friend, Jesus was willing to obey God no matter the personal cost. We can see Jesus' submission and voluntary surrender to God the Father's will. The will of God the Father is that Jesus would be the Savior of the world, your Savior, and give eternal life to whoever believes in him. When you believe in what Jesus did for you, paying the penalty for your sins, you will be saved. My friend, if you rejected Jesus and refused to believe who he is and did not accept what he accomplished for you through his death on the cross, if you rejected Jesus the Son, you are automatically in the same time rejecting God the Heavenly Father. Jesus said, "I came down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." My friend, Jesus did not live to satisfy and please his human desires and passion. He never acted motivated by his selfish, sinful human motives because he never had sinful nature. For example, Muhammad, I studied Muhammad's life in law school, and throughout my life I was a defense lawyer in Egypt, so I had the chance to know how to do a research. And we read from Al-Tabari, one of the, if not the most greatest Muslim historian, that Muhammad married a total of 15 women, 11 of them at one time. Anas ibn Malik, which Muslims rely on his writing all over the Muslim world, he said Muhammad used to visit all 11 of his wives in one night. Muhammad also had 4 concubines. They were his slaves. He had physical relationship cohabits with them without being married. My friend, Jesus was unlike that. Jesus said in the gospel according to his disciple John that he came down from heaven not to do his will, but to do the will of God who sent him. Jesus also said in John 6, verse 58, "I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever." My friend, I invite you now to eat the bread that God sent to you through receiving Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life as your Lord and Savior. My friend, by receiving Jesus, you are receiving God's love, God's kindness, God's forgiveness, God's healing power, God's wisdom. My friend, Jesus is God's greatest gift to you. Pray with me this prayer. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, today, I thank you for your love. I put my faith in Jesus. He paid the penalty for my sins through his death. Jesus, thank you for sacrificing your life for my sake so I can live with God forever. God, help me to experience your will. Help me to enjoy your forgiveness because I believe in Jesus now. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to help so many Muslims enjoy his love and his salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.